Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara, a Capital Region Democrat, says he recently learned that a vote to legalize mixed martial arts could come as soon as Monday. Santa Barbara, who has been a vocal advocate for bringing the sport to New York, said the bill to regulate it has 80 co-sponsors.
When it comes to the floor, we will hear, you know, the debate as it goes on, but I believe at the end we're going to have the votes to be able to pass this and get it through the assembly.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive budget proposal includes language to legalize the sport. The Senate approved a bill earlier this year. New York is now the only state in the country that does not host professional MMA events. Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was seen as one of the sport's largest opponents in New York. Now prospective venues are standing up for the sport in advance of the Assembly vote. Bob Belber, regional general manager with SMG at the Times Union Center in Albany, has been advocating for the sport for a handful of years. He said the arena would seat about 17,000 fans during an MMA event, and with 2 to 4 professional bouts a year, that's big business for downtown.
Yeah, we've estimated it'll be anywhere from $3 to $4 million in economic impact on each of the events as they take place in this building, in this market.
According to a study commissioned by Ultimate Fighting Championship, 70 MMA events could bring in $67 million in spending and support more than 500 jobs in New York. Belber said the Times Union Center's size makes it one of the most viable venues in the state.
We'll get much bigger championship belt-type events here because of our capacity than, for example, Syracuse would get or even Rochester would get.
But smaller venues are also looking for their share of the action. An amateur event held last year at the Schenectady Armory drew more than 1,000 spectators. The Glens Falls Civic Center, which seats more than 4,700, is also interested. The arena, now under the control of a coalition of local business people, is seeking to diversify its portfolio of events. The Civic Center recently said goodbye to the New York State Boys Basketball Tournament after more than 3 decades. Civic Center General Manager Jeff Mead.
We have a couple concerts coming, a country show and a Christian show. Obviously, we have the hockey here. We just finished up with a lot of basketball, but circus is coming. So, yeah, no, any type of entertainment that makes sense for our region, we are open to having it here.
And MMA may be very soon added to that list. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.